Yes, so we're outside the Caroline Street Club talking to Robbie McIntosh, and it's welcome back to the live room.
It is. I can't remember when we were here last. About 18 months ago, was it? It was sometime. It was before Christmas, because I think the Christmas decorations were up. So I think it was November 2015. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. Could be. I know we missed it, so we're looking forward to tonight. One thing, I was just watching videos on the web and caught the one with your guitars, and so you have an obvious affection for your guitars there.
I have, yeah. I've got too many of them. You can't play them all at once, unfortunately. Lots of nice acoustic guitars and resonator guitars and lots of electrics, and I just fall in love. You know, you just get a favourite and then you play that for a while and then you get bored with it and you move on to something else. But I've got an old, tonight, if anybody guitarists are listening, I've got an old Gibson SG Junior, which is made in 1965. It's not as old as me. Yeah. A couple of Fender Stratocasters and a couple of weird ones. I've got one guitar tuned high strung for one song, and then I've got a resonator guitar with me which I can plug into my amp. It's called a Resoelectric. And that's all I've brought tonight.
Sounds enough, I think. And I understand one of your first guitars were your granddad got you in.
I've still got it. What happened is my dad bought me a Gibson, I think called an L6S, probably in about 73, something like that. And it got nicked on a gig, and so I didn't have a guitar, so I went out and bought a Fender Telecaster that my granddad paid for, and I paid him back £10 a week, which at that time turned out to be about 21 weeks, so because it was 210 quid, as far as I remember, from Rock Bottom in Norwood, near Croydon, South London. And that's, I've still got it. In fact, I got Wilco Johnson to sign it a couple of years ago. Yeah. I was doing a gig with Wilco, and I probably had a few beers, and I said, "You sign the back of my guitar, I'm not going to sell it, you know." And he went, "Yeah, all right." And he's got my Sharpie out and scribbled Wilco on the back of it. So I loved Wilco when he was in the old Dr. Feelgood days. Yeah. He's a good guy, a really good bloke as well. Top man.
Well, along with affection for the instruments, there's affection among band members as well. I gather it can be quite a challenge for the members of the Robbie McIntosh band to actually get together and find some dates. Who have we got with you tonight?
I've got a Depp drummer. I normally have a drummer called Paul Beavis with me, but he's got one of his proteges playing with me tonight, a guy called Russ Parker. Russ is great. I've got one of my best mates, Steve Wilson, playing bass. Steve's from Corby, which is about halfway between here and where I live, but he lives in Weymouth now, where I live. Steve Smith on keyboards, who's my sort of right-hand man in the studio. I use his studio to record everything. And then we've got the great Peter Hope Evans on harmonica. Peter goes way back to the 70s with Medicine Head and played with Pete Townsend and all sorts of people, and it's a real honour to have him in the band.
And you've been in many bands and done lots of touring, and now you're the star.
Well, I enjoy this a lot more. Obviously, I like being my own boss. I was playing with Tom Jones up till about 18 months ago, and I just found it exhausting where I lived and all the travelling and everything. So I packed that in. This is much more fun than doing. You know, Tom's great. You know, and he's a fantastic singer. It was a great honour to play with him, but I'd much rather be doing my stuff. You know, although I went off it a bit driving up here today in the heat in the traffic on the motorway and everything. Yeah. Bank holiday weekend, not much fun, but.
Well, they do say that's what you paid for the travelling,
I spend more time in the car than I do playing the guitar. That's for sure. Yeah. It's like Charlie Watts said. He said he'd been 30 years in the business and spent 28 of them waiting around for people. Like that.
Yeah. And you're writing now. Is it tunes you write first, or do you get lyrics in?
Try and write them everything at the same time. Not all the lyrics come at the same time, but usually most of the song comes at the same time as the tune. I like to write like that. I couldn't write a set of lyrics and then put a tune to it, really. Some people can do that. If you were writing with somebody else, then that's easier. I certainly couldn't write a tune to put words and put words to it. I think that's nigh on impossible, because you just contrive everything. They kind of have to come together because to not sound contrived. Sort of have to, because things have to sing properly. You have to stress the words in the right way. So you can't always fit lyrics to tunes. You know, I try and write everything. I've got a new album, which should be finished in about a month, I'd say. Which I think is going to be called Persona Non Grata, which is how I feel quite a lot of the time.
So that ain't actually out yet, no?
It's not out yet, it's not finished yet. Most of the tracks are finished. We've got to do, you know, bits of percussion, a few vocal things, a couple of guitar solos, and then it'll be done, and then mix it, and it'll be done.
So will most of the set list, if there is a set list tonight, be your own stuff?
Pretty much all of it, apart from... We're doing a Sam Cooke tune. We'll probably do an old shuffle, which Freddie King used to do towards the end of the set. I might do a Chuck Berry song at the end. But the rest of it will be all my stuff. A couple of new things as well, which haven't been released yet. So, bit of stuff from Emotional Bends. A track off of Widescreen, which is an album that's quite hard to find because I don't own it. It's owned by the record company America. And if I wanted to sell that, I'd have to buy it from them before I could sell it. And then there's the Turn Up for the Books, which is the last album. There's quite a lot of that featured. So.
With all the touring that you do for yourself and, I guess, occasional dates with the Blues Club and the other people asking you all the time, do you ever get to spend any time in Weymouth, and is there a music scene there?
Yeah, quite a lot. I mean, I write and I work a lot from home. All my kids have moved out. We see a lot of our kids, actually, but they don't live at home anymore. They're scattered about, one in Cardiff, a couple in London, and one in Bath. But our dogs are our kids now. Two dogs, so and my wife's a fantastic gardener and she paints, and if I could afford to, I'd just stay at home all the time, actually, I think.
Any of the family musical at all then?
My youngest son's at the Royal College of Music in Cardiff, the Royal Welsh College of Music, doing piano for 4 years. He's in his third year. The next son up from that works as a recording engineer. He used to work for Mark Knopfler, he kind of still does, but he's a bit more freelance now. And then the next up from that is one of my daughters. She plays bass in a couple of different bands. And then my eldest daughter's a teacher. She doesn't actually play anything, but she's very musical. So kids sing all sorts of things.
So you have a good time round the tree at Christmas time, do you, all together?
Yeah, we have a good laugh, we don't jam much. We have all played together, though. At one point, my daughter's 20... I can't remember how old she was, but she's 34 now, but I think it was on her 25th. My son and me were on guitar, my other son was on keyboards, my daughter was on bass, and my wife was playing tambourine, and my eldest daughter was singing backup vocals, so we were all on playing together in a pub in Weymouth, in fancy dress. I was dressed up as Grandad from Only Fools and Horses.
So one of these days you might buy a grandchild a guitar, who knows?
Well, maybe. Yeah, I haven't got any grandchildren yet, but hopefully, touch wood, it's not far off.
Well, it's certainly great that you're back at the live room.
It's lovely to be here. Ron's a fantastic guy. It's nice. It's a nice gig.
Knows you from Canning Town, he said, in the 70s.
Yeah, he does. I used to play there when one of the first bands I was in. We used to play at the Bridge House in Canning Town, and Ron used to go there. He's an East End boy.
Okay, well, glad you got up
nice to
Saltaire.
To
Thank you very much.
Let's go and have a beer now. Dry as a bone. Thanks.